Hey, after the podcast this week, we have about a 20-minute interview with Little Big Town. Their brand new album is out. You're going to love it, and you're also going to love the interview. You want to talk about getting behind the scenes with a bunch of people and getting very personal with some country stars? Hang on for that. You're going to love it. I said you're going to love it twice. Does that make me a loser?
Yep.
Okay.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Carson sounds so excited.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah. The podcast is back this week, brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly. Auto parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Ow.
Ow. Hi. Oh, I got a new gold for you.
Let's hear it.
I think you're going to love it.
When you mix these nacho Doritos with this Catalina dressing, it gives a real good flavor.
Well, that is Lisa Gale. Lisa. She's the best.
Oh, that's
just
that's
a three-second rule.
It's just a three-second rule.
3 second rule. Google it. You're welcome.
So a lot to talk about this week. Man, I got to tell you, the radio station that there's a radio station that lit a fire that shouldn't have even been lit in the first place. Somebody was talking about something about, I don't know how it originated. Was it somebody saying that they wanted to hear two songs back to back?
No, they said that they heard two songs, two women artists back to back on KGYO.
It was a station in LA,
LA,
I think.
LA.
Yeah, it was like a critic or something. It was a dude that was just making kind of a sarcastic comment, and it got picked up.
Yeah, he said, hey, I just heard a country station playing two female artists back to back. Can't they get fined for that? You know, like,
oh, and then somebody,
I think Sacramento, is that who
no,
it was?
No, that's Saginaw.
Saginaw.
They said, oh, yeah, well, you know, courage or whatever, something like, we salute their courage for playing two women artists back to back. We can't do that. It's part of the rules.
Yeah, we're not even allowed to play Little Big Town and Lady A back to back.
And that's crazy talk.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think people are really still like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've gotten that. I've gotten that from places other than country. I had that in rock. Being told, which is a fun time too, talking to me, a female who's also like the biggest feminist. Hey, Carson, you can't play two females back to back. Cool. I'm play all the females.
Yeah.
You watch me. What a stupid thing to say to me, sir.
Man, I'm going to see if I can name a female rock artist.
Okay.
Taylor Dane.
Well, no.
What?
Hailstorm. Yeah.
Taylor Dane isn't a rock artist?
No. Tell it to my heart.
Taylor Dane.
Like, Taylor Dane is a.
Yeah, I know who Taylor Dane is, but she's not rock.
Taylor Dane.
Yeah, she is.
Taylor Dane hasn't even been rock or pop
since
like 1989.
Yeah. She was enjoyable.
Who's the one who did the duet with Ozzy Osbourne?
Lita Ford.
Okay, Lita Ford.
There you go.
Okay, Lita Ford.
Pat Benatar. She should have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very bummed about that.
Lil Kim? No. I don't know.
According to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Lil Kim could be rock.
Hailstorm in this moment. And then you can get into Joan Jett and Heart.
Would Gwen Stefani be considered a rock star?
I
mean, her time.
No Doubt was rock.
Yeah, I was going
to
say her time doing ska and everything.
Fergie?
No.
Okay. Well, Fergie's days on Kids Incorporated were rock and roll legend.
How about... Oh, what's the girl? She dated James Taylor.
Carly Simon.
Carly Simon.
She's more folk, but given the time period, I guess she can fall into that.
What about Busted Flat in Baton Rouge, waiting on a train? What about her?
Wow.
I don't know who that was.
What?
I think that's supposed to be Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah, of course Janis Joplin is rock. But even when you get into Fleetwood Mac, you know, that has a definite female presence.
Which, by the way, can I say something? Thank you, Carson, for being the first lady who doesn't like
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Dude, I was so excited to find that out.
Yeah, I am not a Stevie Nicks fan. I am team Christine McVie all the way. I've never seen Fleetwood Mac live, but I've seen Christine McVie with Lindsay Buckingham. I've seen Lindsay solo at least three or four times.
Oh, that's another one, Lindsay.
It's a guy.
Oh.
Lindsay is a dude in Fleetwood Mac, but formerly of Fleetwood Mac. And yeah, but there are a tremendous amount of women that you can count in the rock genre, and yet don't play them back to back. Gnocchi. And then country, we have a lot of females, but you're telling me is someone really going to freak out if I play Runaway June next to Kelsey Ballerini?
No. Mm-mm.
No, calm down. I mean,
I don't even know. What are they? Why would you even say that?
Like, what a dumb thing to say, because it makes radio look bad. And you know, a lot of people say that, why don't you play a ton of ladies? Well, because the record companies don't give us a bunch. You know, you have to play the top 40 songs. And it just so happens that most of the songs in the top 40 are from dudes. And there's nothing radio can do about
it. If I had my choice, I would play Ashley McBride.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
I would play Ashley McBride. No.
all the time.
My mind just went blank.
Like Brady Carlisle, we were just talking about.
Casey.
I love
Casey. Casey. I love Casey. And, I don't know.
Listen, you loved her before she was all rainbows, even.
Yeah, I love the whole it's weird or whatever. I mean, I dig it.
You have been a huge champion of Ashley McBride for such a long time. And
Ingrid Andress.
Oh my gosh, how phenomenal is she?
Unbelievable.
Love her.
Listen to that on repeat. I wish the album would come out. I'm tired of listening to the same four songs. But, there's some great women in country. I love them, but I would never listen to Reba. Like, I like Reba.
Dude.
Okay, but I'm not going to listen to Reba.
You're not going to go back and listen to some Reba now?
No, I just...
Like, you were the guy who would listen to the Judds on repeat.
Oh, I love the Judds. Oh, my gosh. I love the Judds. But...
It's so weird, too, because I discovered country music in the 90s, and I was so hardcore into it. And that's when you had Trisha and Faith and Wynonna. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, just Wynonna on her own. I know you're like team mother-daughter, but I love her on her own. I think she's so phenomenal.
There was a show on MTV back in the day called Music in High Places. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
What they did is they would take like different artists and they would put them in like situations. They had Wynonna singing How Great Thou Art in a cathedral in Italy.
Wow.
And it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I was like, this is not an MTV kind of thing to do. And they had that on there, and Wynonna's arguably one of the greatest voices ever, not only in country music, but just in music. Mm-hmm. That lady can sing anything.
So strong.
She's the one.
Mm-hmm. Love Wynonna.
But that's why. So, I mean, if you watch the country music documentary, that Ken Burns thing that came out last year, they basically trace back country music to, it goes back to the Carter family, and which is, you know, like, I mean, it's women. It's like basically that's the birth of country music is women.
So why is it? Because it is a fact that women albums, women singers, I guess, don't sell as much typically as male-driven artists. They say that. And I'm like, how is that a thing? Because Taylor Swift has run the world. But they always throw that factor. Well, you know, women don't buy women.
Yeah, which is weird because they try to tell you that in country music, but then you get into pop music, which arguably I don't know a lot about, so I can only tell you from an overview. Here's who I know in pop music: Beyonce, Ariana Grande,
Halsey,
Billie Eilish. I mean, it seems like it's all chicks and like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
like she said.
Yeah, that's no, that's what
kidding.
I hear.
That was me just making
making an Ed Sheeran joke.
I know.
But that's, I look at pop music and I go, so is somebody going to be mad if you play Ariana Grande next to Cardi B?
No.
No.
Of course
so
not.
I'm not sure where.
I don't think people listen to music that way. Not only radio, but music in general. I don't care if you're playing two women back to back, two dudes back to back, two bands back to back. Just play good songs back to back.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what it all boils down to. And are these people making it about sex? It's going to always be about sex if you make it about sex.
Yep.
Just play good songs. I think that'll fix the whole problem. Instead, we play a lot of dumb stuff sometimes. Well, no, it's true.
We
do. We get the record company say, here's the single we're trying to push and make go number one. Please play this a bunch this time. We'll send this person by for an interview.
Yeah.
And we say, okay, because we want to have that star in.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it's a great song. Sometimes it's not. But we play the game. Well, it's not radio's fault that they're pushing certain songs. And it usually, sadly, is from a dude.
My days in rock radio are different because we didn't get the interviews the way that we get to get them here. And so it was basically they'd send a label rep or even they'd just send an email like, hey, here's a new song from so-and-so. Isn't it the greatest thing you've ever heard?
Well, that's what they say about every song they've...
It's harder to say that to them in face. Like when they tell you in face, like, isn't this the greatest thing? Like, oh, well, you're standing right there. I'm not going to say, no, this is terrible. But because I was just, let's say, responding to an email, be like, yeah, it's great. It doesn't fit. I would just, because not everything is the greatest song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It kind of loses value after that. But to, I don't know, just assign, well, because it's a woman, it's not going to sell as well. Like, calm down. Let the public decide what they want because they certainly have.
I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. Melody just said on Facebook, she said, you know it's a good song? You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. It is a great song.
And there's women in Human League, so yeah. Cheers.
How about
cheers
that?
To that.
Yeah. You know what else is a great song? Oh, baby, you. It is. It's actually a great song.
How did that become a hit?
Really? It was amazing.
I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, is this a joke? Are we on the air?
We got the vapors. Do you remember? I loved Biz Markie. You got the vapors. Yeah.
Did Biz Markie have anything else?
Vapors.
Yeah, okay, I don't know that. So obviously that wasn't a thing.
It was a thing.
It
was a mild thing.
Very mild.
That's saying Vanilla Ice had two hits. I mean,
did he have two hits?
Yeah, Play That Funky Music, White Boy. And you really want to go deep, the song from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sequel. He did
I remember
Ninja,
that.
Ninja, Rap, Ninja.
I remember.
Okay, I don't know.
So basically, Vanilla Ice had one hit.
I want to find the Ninja Rap song. I'm sorry, I just think that would be great to hear. Just a little snippet because we want to prove that it actually did exist.
I promise you. He is in The Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah. Oh, you just stop embarrassing yourself. You just started and then you just kept on running. I'm just like, kidding.
I'm going to take that ball into the end zone even if it's not mine.
Is this how you start your conversations with dates?
Okay. All right.
See, it was there. It was there.
Also this week, and let's keep it in our industry, man, it's so sad to see all the firings going on at iHeart. As they are getting rid of some, I don't know, I've heard anywhere from 800 to 1,500 people getting fired this week.
Somebody told me that they're spreading it out now. Like, they started off, they were going to go a certain speed. Now they're like, because the negative press has hit, that they're going to slow it down and just basically trickle fire people over the next months, you know, coming months or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you imagine sitting in that building? And you just, every day you have to walk in, is this the day that the blade is hanging over your neck?
Yeah. Hey,
dude, I'm not saying anything, but I'm going to say something. They pretty much kind of did that to us. Mm. You know, they did it twice. Remember whenever it was time for contract? Oh, no, you guys, you're making too much money. We need, now remember, this is the company where the CEO makes $17 million a year, told us we were making too much money.
Plus a $14 million bonus.
So, yeah. So we had to take just to keep our jobs, we had to take a 20% pay cut one time, and then we never did that again. We were able to get out the next time our contracts came up, but wow.
Ugh. You know what's fascinating to see is the amount of radio people who are now being so vocal about what has happened and all their brethren being fired, because I've noticed when things like this happen in the past, I think people are afraid to be too public about it because what if I need a job there someday? But because all these jobs are now eliminated, it's out the window, no holds barred, gloves are off, and they're being vocal, they're being loud, and they're just not pulling punches.
You know, radio is amazing. I absolutely love the radio, and there's a lot of people going, oh yeah, but you know, everything's moving online. Like, there's a lot of people watching our podcast right now online, or listening to the podcast on their phone while they're, you know, driving or whatever, but radio is magic. I mean, it really is. It's, where in the world are you going to find a podcast that is live that you can call into and be a part of in your car while you're driving by using your Bluetooth connection? I mean, it's
a sense of community.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a sense of community. And local radio especially it's magic. And that's what I love about our show is that, you know, we're carried in a bunch of different time zones. But anybody from East Coast to West Coast can pick up the phone and be a part of the show at any given moment.
Yep.
And I just, to me, that is magic, you know? I love that because we are a part of the community. We're country.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you know, you believe in that or not, that's what radio is. It's about being together. And I don't know, it just makes me sad that you have major companies who forget that. They forget that their companies are built on people and they're more worried about the bottom line. Yet these other people are still getting these crazy,
yeah,
you know, bonuses, like you just said. That's insane.
It is. And, you know...
Oh, I just saved $2.2 million. Oh, good. Here's an $8 million bonus. Yeah. Well, and it just cost you $6 million.
And it just came out of a really vigorous bankruptcy where they were able to fleece half of their debt, but it's still in the billions.
Yeah, billions.
And, you know, I guess from a business standpoint, they don't have much choice, but... I don't know. They'll get bought
still,
out.
I feel bad for all the radio people that are now having to figure out what's next.
A lot of big ones, like people that I just really would never have thought were going to get fired, really surprised me.
One who's actually been on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a really close friend.
Yeah. Mm.
And now he's having to figure out, okay, now what next? I think he's going to be fine.
Of all the ones, he'll be the fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's good to go. He's not an issue. But yeah, still... sad.
Yeah, it is. Anyways.
Thanks for bringing this down. Thanks, man. Yeah. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to play two women artists back to back.
Oh, you can't do that. It's against the rules, Bubba.
The non-existent rules.
What are you talking about?
Going back to that one more time. You can't live by something some consultant told you one time in this modern age. If you still believe that you can't play two women songs back to back, you need to get out of radio because there's a lot of people on the beach right now that are looking for your job. Thank you.
Thank you, Bubba.
It's true.
All right, let's go to Carson now with Pinterest. Carson?
I keep getting alerts for Pinterest on my phone and I don't know why. It'll be like, hey, did you want to see these pictures of, and it's people that I have never searched Pinterest for. I've never Googled. It's like pictures of the Olsen twins or something. Do you want to see their fashion? No, I don't.
I still don't really understand what Pinterest is. Like, I don't really get it.
It was immediately, like, I think in the beginning it was supposed to be what Instagram is now, right?
No, it was more about, it's pictures, yes, but it was about getting maybe inspiration for fashion or recipes or home decor. And it was a good place you could go and search for,
Christmas. It is a good place to go.
Yeah, like if you were decorating at Christmas and you had a specific idea in mind of what you wanted your house to look like, you wanted to do all silver, and you go to Pinterest and you will find thousands of photos that also link to stores and DIY videos. So it really is a great thing for that.
You can download plans. Like he was talking about his friend who was helping his dad build his coffin. Like his casket his dad's dying. And so together they're doing a project. And I said, oh, yeah, is that something you just look up on Pinterest? And no kidding, I went to Pinterest and there's 150 plans on how to do caskets and coffins.
Well, you know how I have my Cricut, which is a machine that cuts like vinyl so I can do iron-on shirts or whatever. And I use Pinterest a lot to frankly steal other people's ideas. I'll download their pictures and I can load it into Cricut and I can kind of manipulate it. So I don't know if we can say it on the podcast, but that show that I watch, The Creek, that's not Dawson's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lipschitz Creek. Does that make sense?
Okay. Just say whatever you want.
Okay. Well, that Creek show. And I got totally obsessed with it and I wanted to make pillows based on the show and I wanted to make my friend a t-shirt. And it really was easy to go to Pinterest and just type in
the name of the show and pillows.
I type in silhouette. Because that's what I'm looking for so I can have it die cut.
First of all, you can actually do that because you know how to spell silhouette.
I have autocorrect spelling.
Oh, okay. We would be struggling with that. We'd be going silhouette.
Yeah, there's like a U in there.
There's an H that's silent.
I don't know. But I do use Pinterest for things like that. But otherwise, I don't know. That like Pinterest keeps giving me push notifications. And I go, where did I sign up for this? Because I need it to stop.
Well... I remember I got on it and I liked it and then I stopped using it. I don't remember.
We have a Pinterest for the show and I think I just have it auto posting whatever we put on Instagram. Huh. So yeah, if you go and search for it, it's probably the exact same thing that Instagram is for us.
I just saw that Margot Price is doing has a new thing out, a song out, and Sturgill Simpson's a co-producer on it.
I bet that makes sense.
I bet that's gonna be good.
Yeah. I kind of envy her t-shirt collection.
Margot?
Yeah.
Why? Who does she have?
She wears a lot of vintage, and she shops at a vintage store I would love to shop at, but it's too expensive. Yeah, because they always post pictures with her, and then I follow her, and I see she'll be wearing something so funky that's from the 70s, and nope, can't afford that. But
do you still do all the estate sales and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And what about, like, some of those things? I mean, can't you make that with your Cricut?
Oh, good point.
I mean, I could. Like, I could go to Target and buy knockoff Pink Floyd shirts that look like they're from 1970, but I know they're not. I want the actual old ones.
And what is the tell sign? Is it like the tag?
Tags. You can also tell by the stitching on the sleeve. It's usually single stitch, not double stitch. Oh. And yeah, and you can tell by the wear. You can tell a lot. The label really does give you a lot.
So our clothes is made better now than it was in the 70s?
No. No, clothes were made way better back then. Everything's cheaper.
So was it single stitch back then or single stitch now?
Single stitch back then, but it was because it's just on the sleeves. Just, you know. Yeah. No, now most of them are double because the fabric isn't as good because there's so many more cheaper fabrics. Again, if you go to certain stores and you're buying a knockoff Def Leppard t-shirt.
Like everyone does?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of stores in the mall that cater to that, and they're selling it to you for $13. Whereas you go to the concert and you have to buy one for $30, like that's already going to be a better quality. And if you're buying that concert t-shirt that somebody else bought in 1988, it stood up for 30 years.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
God, I started looking at vintage clothing and wow, it's a thing, man.
Yeah, I posted I had a Joe Diffie t-shirt that I posted on eBay the other day and somebody made me an offer for it for $2. Nope.
$2.
$2. That's a Joe Diffie t-shirt from the late 90s. Peace out, jerk.
So on your page, whenever people are buying stuff, can they make offers or is it just a hard price?
You can do a couple of different things on eBay. You can set it up as an auction so it can only go up.
Oh, no, I thought this was, I'm sorry. Yeah, I misunderstood. I thought this was on your
Poshmark.
Yeah.
No, I sell more vintage on my eBay than I do on Poshmark. Poshmark, I try to go more labels, okay. Like higher end clothes. So, okay. Yeah. And honestly, part of it is people are like, oh, that must be great for money making. I go, you know, I just love finding stuff. It's the treasure hunt for me. And then I get it. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to wear this. I don't know what to do with it. Like, I have like LSU championship stuff from 2003 and 2007. And because like when they won titles. And so I put those up because, I mean, I wasn't going to wear them, but I know somebody's going to want them.
You put them up this week after they won the championship and other people are going crazy for them? Or?
I've had them up, I think, for a couple of weeks because I found them in an estate sale. There was an LSU fan. And I said, well, he's got this championship gear. Somebody's going to want it.
And somebody
I mean,
did.
I'm sure most LSU fans probably still have theirs from other championships that have been won. But just in case, hey, if you want it, here it is. Because I just like finding it. I think it's cool. Like, oh, it's a t-shirt from 2003.
You know what
That's
I want?
Neat.
I want to get old stereo equipment. Who was it that we were talking to who had an old stereo collection?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ventriloquist. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff Dunham.
Yes. Yeah. Jeff Dunham was talking about his old stereo equipment collection. And I was like, that's cool. Like, I would love to have, like, a realistic amplifier head unit when they called them head units,
yeah. Yep.
You know, with some good old speakers or something. And I know you can probably go to Marantz or some of those other higher-end stuff, but I want the stuff that I had back in the day.
I will keep an eye out for you because, I mean, it's a sad way to look at it, but estate sales, it's because somebody old has passed away and they're just selling off their stuff. And a lot of these older people in, let's say, the late 70s and early 80s, that's when they were buying that home stereo stuff, and they've kept it because they didn't really upgrade
to
other
things. Like, if you see something, take a picture and let me know.
Yeah, I'll totally send it your way. Like, I bought an old radio cabinet from the 40s a couple weeks ago, and I gave it to my mom to refurbish and refinish it because I don't think it's really – they claimed it worked. I plugged it in. It didn't. I just really wanted the look of an old radio cabinet.
Yeah.
But you can find – that's the thing. You can find that kind of stuff now. And because, unfortunately, people who still have it, they're the ones that they're older, they're passing away, and you can breathe new life into it.
Pioneer.
Yes, dude.
I had a Pioneer stereo.
I still have a Pioneer head unit. Here's a total dude question, but do you guys remember the first radio that you put in your first car?
Yep.
Your sound system?
I bought that it was a $99 Alpine head unit.
Alpine.
It's all Alpine.
Everybody had
that
to have
green Alpine.
Because somebody said, "Oh yeah, this is what they have in BMWs." And I'm like, "Well, I need it in my piece of crap."
It's so weird that this popped in my head last night.
Oh no, Lamborghinis is where that's what they use in Lamborghinis.
I was thinking, for some reason, my ex-boyfriend from college popped in my head, and he had that stereo where you popped off the front.
Yeah, I had those too.
Terrible.
Detachable face.
And the one night he was at my apartment that he didn't, somebody broke in his car and they stole his radio.
What?
And it was that, and I was thinking, why did you put that in an 83 Blazer? This is the thought I was having last night.
Don't you wish you had an 83 Blazer?
I wish I had the speakers. For my old car. I used to have the booming system, you know. I was the guy.
You were rocking.
I had some 15-inch Savard subwoofers in the
Holy
back.
God.
That's right. With the Rockford Fosgate, Rockford Fosgate preamp.
No.
It was great, baby.
Guess what I had in mine? I had a Volkswagen
kickers?
Jetta.
You had kickers?
No, Blaupunk.
Oh, yeah.
The German.
Yeah.
Yep.
To go with the German theme of the Volkswagen.
Yep. Because the Volkswagen Jetta used orange interior lighting, and the Blaupunk had orange.
So you had to go with the radio that
matched. You couldn't change it back then. So I went with the one that matched it. And it was, you know, it's better quality because it's got a funky name, Blaupunk. I still don't even know if I'm saying it right. It had 6x9s in the back head put in.
6x9s were beautiful.
Yeah. Man, that was back in the day, that was like a big business. People who would install...
Well, stereo shops.
Systems.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really a thing much anymore.
There used to be stereo shops everywhere. And I'll tell you what happened is the integration of GPS and all that kind of stuff into cars is when the stereo shop thing has died away. Because before, you were always constantly trying to upgrade your stuff. But now everything's built in. The radio is kind of like the computer for the car now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got my dash cam and I was trying to thread the wire around my car because it's plugged in the console. That's where the charging port is. And I was thinking the last time I had to do something like this was when 12, 13 years ago when I had something installed with a speaker, but because there were stereo stores and I don't know what they did, but the wires were invisible. Like I had no idea where the wires were, but man, that thing was hooked up in my car. And now I don't have that for a dash cam. So I have black wire running around my car and like down my windshield.
It was an art. In every store, like you knew who was the good store because they made the best stuff. And they always entered their cars into the competitions. Oh my God. They always had the shop car. So when you walk in, it would be there in the middle of the showroom. And you're like, ooh, you have 22s. And what were Corvettes made out of for the longest time?
I like the Bubba's ass.
Fiberglass. Yeah, they would have this custom fiberglass built cabinet and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all painted shiny.
I found my old original head unit.
Did you?
Yep. From 1992. I can't remember when it was. Looks just like it, though. Mm. Yeah.
How much do they want for it?
No, they're not for sale. It's just pictures of it. I mean, I'm going to put it in my car now, but.
Why not?
Because I'm fancy and I'm not an adult.
Do you ever see the cars that drive by and they still have like the really oversized rims?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are those just leftover or are you stuck 10 years ago and you think that's cool?
What do you mean oversized rims?
Are you talking like donks? Like somebody will take like a Caprice and throw like 22s on it or something like that?
Yes. Like donk? Is that? I don't even know what
a
that
donk
is.
A donk is, watch, I'll show you what
when
a donk
is. When you see like folks rolling by with like those rims that you know didn't come with the car and they were so much more prevalent like 10 years ago and now like.
That's a donk.
Oh, okay. That's charming.
you didn't see those in Connecticut?
I love donks, man.
That is a bold choice.
I love that. Look at that.
Imagine him pulling up, picking you up to go out to Applebee's.
That would be a nope.
That's so great.
Going to Steak and Ale.
I wouldn't answer the door. I'd be terrified.
Going to Druthers. Let's go.
But yeah, like, cause you just don't see them anymore. But every once in a while, there's a car that rolls by, and I'm like, oh, dude, how old is that?
My favorite are the donks with wagon wheels. Like, they try to make it look like they're wheels off of an old, like, you died of dysentery wagon.
Like a legit old Western wagon.
Yes, they're like wooden looking donk wheels. And you're like, oh, those are great.
That, though, I may. All right, that's a second thoughter.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like guys love the cars that are loud. And you just like women don't like loud cars.
No.
Right?
Oh, the guy that lives next door to me pulled in 2 days ago and he got a stereo just blasting. Why? Why? Are you deaf?
What's
Come on, man.
What kind of car is it? If you say red, I'm going to leave.
I don't, honestly, I didn't look. It's either his work van or it's the Escalade. I don't know which one, but I don't need the music that loud that I can hear it in my house because the music's not that good. And it's like old school R&B. There's no reason to blast that.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No, it's smooth and lovely music. Love that. You don't need it. I don't need it at those decibels unless I'm at a concert.
Bubba, you want me to give you a name of an old school R&B artist?
Yeah, sure. Let's see if you can name one.
R&B, is that like rap?
Mm-hmm.
Run
no,
DMC.
It's not. I was kidding.
Yeah, that's.
Oh. No, that's rap. R&B is like rhythm and blues, but really it's not even that. It's just good urban, man, I'm sorry.
Babyface.
Slow jam. Babyface yep. was the king of the slow jams for a while.
See
not
what
only
I did?
Not only was he good on his own right.
I know.
He was good in his band.
He was band
the deal,
was great, the whole thing.
And he produced a lot of people
he
and
did.
Wrote a lot of songs.
Yes.
His hands
yes,
were
he
in
did.
A lot of work.
Oh, stop it.
He was the best. He's my favorite.
Name somebody else associated with Babyface.
Yeah, Monica.
Was Monica?
I believe so.
Oh, Big D just Googled something.
No, hands are free. Look, hands up. Don't shoot. I'm
yeah,
telling
you. You already did. You already touched it, though.
No,
dude.
I didn't. No, I don't
I'm
know.
Going
dude,
right
I don't,
now to
I'm
the
not
Wikipedia
cheating.
Page. You.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why that popped in my head.
I don't
I really
think Monica
don't.
And Babyface were working together.
Wait, is Monica a real one?
Yeah, yes.
Monica. Oh, wow. I literally just said a name.
She and Brandy
just said,
did the boy
Brandy,
is mine.
I know that one. I could have said Amanda.
Nope.
Nobody would have believed you then.
Jill. I don't. That's what I did.
There were some great Jills back then.
Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Monica and Melody.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Yeah, Babyface. By the way, was not only a great artist, but his band was great.
What was the band's
deal.
Name? Oh, nice.
And he also produced a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what?
He produced people that, like, the Detroit 8, you know, they came out of Detroit.
No, no, keep going.
And
try again.
And then they had the...
Who was his production partner?
What's the first letter?
L?
L. Cool J.
No.
Oh. Lonnie?
Mm. Let's just leave this alone.
Lazar Mundor.
I will send you. I'll send you my playlist.
No,
I got
okay.
my slow jams.
Yeah, no, that's
right. Oh no, my slow jams playlist
no,
is good.
I'm sure
no,
it's great.
It's not.
You know what? I have Johnny Gill on my workout playlist. We're fine.
Which Johnny Gill?
Rub You the Right Way.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So, yep.
I know Johnny Gill. Yep. In 1814, we took a little trip. It's Johnny Horton, isn't it?
Yes.
Did I just make a Johnny Horton somewhat kind of a joke?
That came on the radio the
this
other day.
Is so great.
Johnny Horton came on the radio the other day, like on the Garth channel or something. And I was like, holy cow. And Stacey goes, what in the world is this? Like she had never heard it. I said, oh, you don't know this song? So I cranked it up. And her face the whole time was like, I'm in hell.
Was it the Battle of New Orleans?
Yes, it was.
Of course.
And it was. It
I
came,
mean, they're in another song?
I don't know.
Well,
that was a little before my time.
Oh, maybe someone thinks they're not as smart as they are about music history.
Oh, I know.
You don't know another Johnny Horton song?
The stuff that came
is
before
he related
me,
to Reverend Horton Heat?
Yes, they are. I have no idea.
No, I don't either.
Nobody else knows either.
Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton was an American singer. He died in 1960, y'all.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh, somebody said Sink the Bismarck. Is that on there? Is that in his wiki?
Edmund
Fitzgerald. Which, by the way,
is a great song.
That's
Will
a great
his heart
song.
Go on? I mean, we're just gonna name shipwrecks.
The Big D and Bubba podcast. It's another shipwreck.
Oh my gosh, he was killed in a car, and he hit an oncoming truck on a bridge.
Oof.
Died on the way to the hospital.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Oh.
It looks like you're flipping us off.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Good. I don't want it to be.
He's resting his. Who rests their hands like that?
Me, because I'm such a fruit. Why would I hang it? I'm doing this like I'm a statue from Greece or something.
You're very statuesque.
I know. I don't know. I got to get out of here, guys.
Me too. I've been sick all week, and I'm going to take the next 2 days off and hopefully recover and not be
Dude, you got 3 days. You're taking it's a three-day weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is now.
It's MLK Day on Monday.
Monday, Dustin Lynch is going to be here, so that'll be cool.
I guess we'll be here.
Yeah, so, yeah, we need to be here. All right, well, thank you again to O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day, sponsoring the podcast this week. We love you guys and love the support of the show because you're awesome. And thank you for having on the podcast. If you're listening on Facebook, sorry, you're going to miss out on something really fun. You're going to have to go to the audio version.
I had so many people today texting going, hey, can you keep them on? It was so great to have them on.
Yeah, Little Big Town hung out with us, and you want to talk about insanity. You're going to see. For those of you listening to the podcast, like actually on audio, you're going to love this interview. I mean, it's so great. We cover a lot of ground, and the pooping part, maybe one of my favorite interviews ever in all of our history. So that's coming up next. Stick around for that. Are y'all ready to sing the closing jingle?
Oh, man.
When you mix these nacho Doritos with this Catalina dressing, it gives a real good flavor.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Catalina.
On the radio every day.
Dorito.
It was the podcast.
Little Big Town in the studio with us. The new album is out. It is called Nightfall. Hello, kids.
Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hello. You guys should do like that.
Hello.
Like,
hello.
Like
hello.
The Three Stooges. Hello.
We are the Four Stooges, that's for sure.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Congratulations on the new album. I know
Thank you.
I watched the video of the new song, Over Drinking, and... it's different. That's it's like a, not in a good way.
I haven't seen the video. Like, how is it different?
Let me guess. You were mesmerized by Jimmy's mechanical bull riding abilities.
It was very gyration-y.
So wait a minute. On the was it like in slow mo or something? I haven't seen this.
I don't know. Jimmy was riding.
It wasn't.
Mechanical
it was at my house.
See the beautiful Michelle Monaghan is in the video, and it's kind of like a throwback urban cowboy kind of vibe.
Who's Michelle Monaghan?
You'll just look her up.
She's
stunningly.
You'll know once you see her.
She's
stunningly gorgeous.
She's very beautiful. She played a really powerful role. Like she took charge. She ran that bar.
Oh, I know who that is. Yeah.
We shot it up at Silverado's in Gallatin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know that you hang out there all the time.
Where they really still
that's why you even said that. You know where we did that at?
It's under the bridge. Silverado's under the bridge. It really is.
I do love Silverado's because they do real line dancing
there.
They
really do.
They haven't let go?
No.
They have kept that dream alive. And I tried to jump in there.
She did great.
You got to keep your chops up on the line dancing, and I haven't.
You'll get the old stink eye from the regulars, like somebody's jacking up the line.
Poser.
Somebody's really not in step here.
But they were sweet to me. They were like,
they were so sweet.
They were counting me in. And
you can always tell the line dancing regulars. Like they just stand out. Like you're like, yeah, yep, you're good at that, aren't you?
Yep. You've been doing that a lot.
They dress the part too.
They do.
They do. And some of them look like they go straight from a recliner to the floor.
Yes,
and
then their
feet just barely move, but they're perfectly in sync.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They're getting in their steps, you know.
Yeah, I love
Apple Watch.
You know, my favorite thing is you can hear how Karen is kind of trashing them, and Kimberly goes, I know, that's so awesome.
you have the little angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Is that the southern version of like, they're amazing. Amazing.
Bless your hearts kind of thing.
I really admire it. I wish it'd come back. I never could do it.
Line dancing?
Line dancing or the...
It never went.
It never left. apparently, well, yeah, in Silverado.
There are a lot of people who still do line dance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's especially like at weddings. Somebody will play a song, the DJ will pop us, and you'll see everybody pack the
Electric
floor.
Slide.
Yeah. Yes. That's...
Well, also, you know, now they line dance to like, hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. You know,
they hear
like,
the line dance to that?
Well, they can just line dance to anything. So they just, you know, it's fun.
There's hope for you yet.
It's fun. Wow. You can't try to
save it.
It's fun.
It's fun.
All right, Little Big Town with us. There is something that Philip and I have talked about separately. We're gonna play a game. And the game is that Philip has, behind the scenes, away from you guys, has agreed to this. From in the next 10 seconds, there will be a countdown. Philip will no longer be Philip. He will be another famous, real person.
Ooh.
And throughout the rest of the interview, it is your job.
Did you hypnotize him?
That is amazing. This is awesome.
Figure out who he is.
We're going to know the person for sure.
I don't know. It depends on how good Philip is. Okay, so we'll see.
Philip, do you have any props or anything?
We have now. He is now in. He is not Philip.
I am my own.
He is still Philip because he just knocked his water bottle over.
That was intentional, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was intentional.
I'm sorry, Bruce Lee.
He's
a little angry.
I'm a little. Mr. Miyagi. I need justice.
Okay. And, all right. Well, that's something. You know. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys about this. I know you guys did the wine. You know, the what's it called?
We have two.
You have a new thing now.
Day drinking canned wine.
We have a fancy one and a canned one.
Four Cellars is
the wine.
Real wine. Okay.
And then you have a wine spritzer, a canned wine spritzer called Day Drinking.
Yeah, it's delicious. We need to send y'all some.
Okay.
Will you drink a wine spritzer?
No.
I'll drink anything. I'll drink anything.
But you really won't.
It's not really a spritzer.
No,
it's
that sounds kind of.
But if you're tailgating.
I don't think anyone can even follow this conversation. It's like turned into The View.
I think
like
if you're tailgating and you have a cooler and you have beer in it and you want some girls to hang around, then have some
guys
effervescent.
Guys can drink these too.
Man, effervescent day drinking can.
A good Lambrusco with a nice little. I like that. Man.
I think you guys should do like
a summer day.
You guys should do like a Spanx knockoff and call it Girl Crush. Wouldn't that be great?
That's awesome. Karen has a great Spanx story.
Okay.
You should tell him.
Which one?
The one where they sent you a whole big box.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I went. It was when we were hosting the CMT Awards, and I went out to the carpet and. We were changing like 15 times or something, and I put on this like gold dress, and it had to have Spanx under it. And sure enough, like I do the little like not the big Angelina Jolie cock your leg out, but like the little one, you know, and on the carpet, and it was just like Spanx City. So I
it showed.
Yeah,
so I just went right back, and when I looked at our publicist was standing there, and she showed me, and I was like, I'm just gonna own it. So I just posted a picture and said Spanx for everything. And Spanx just sent me every Spanx you could like full body up to your chin.
What you thought like, was a mistake,
can I get some
you
of
owned and it worked.
But see more of that.
People appreciate it.
Did you hear what he said? Girl crush. That is exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Everything gets crushed into your insides.
And then, you could keep going. You could do like a Viagra knockoff, be like Better Man.
Dude.
I mean, really.
Where have you been all of our career?
I mean, this is where you guys are at in your career.
We were thinking. I was thinking like CBD oil called Happy People.
Yeah, there you go.
There
you
go.
That.
Go with Willie's company.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Mystery Philip, what is your thoughts on all this?
I'm going to Walker Texas Ranger those Spanx.
What?
You already gave it away. Now I know who it is.
It was too hard to figure
Chuck
out.
It's Chuck Norris.
It's Chuck Norris. He's Chuck Norris.
That was horrible.
I tried to chop the water bottle down with
we couldn't figure out what you were doing.
That was the karate chop?
There was not a lot to work with.
I told him, he's like,
if you was I going to do a workout?
Yeah, if, yes. you, if
Chuck
you had
Norris
done
a workout.
Yes.
Can we go back to talking about his, wine?
I couldn't think of his plane thing.
Little Big Town in the studio. The new album is available. It's called Nightfall, and the new song, Over Drinking. You definitely get that. There's like 13 songs on this album, so
13. It's
worth the money.
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys go to 14? I mean, who
we really almost had to. 18.
Oh,
we had
really?
To, we had to shave
if we
her
go
down.
14, we make less.
Yeah, so. Is that right?
Do you make money on records?
Do you know how much we already have to divide?
I got half of a penny. Rather than a penny.
That is true. It's a lot easier to be a solo artist than it is, you know, somebody in a quartet because, yeah. You know, you're gotta having to split it
split
with everything.
It four ways.
Man. Was there ever going to be more than four in Little Big Town?
No.
No.
It was always
no.
Was there,
so
were
if
three
you had to kick
Yeti?
Somebody, if you had to kick somebody out, who would be the first to go? This is what we want to know. I mean,
the
are you going to sugar land it and just boot somebody?
The girls would just kick
the dudes out. It'd be like so two fast. Of us gone.
They're like, we got this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
thanks.
You do.
We would go by tenure.
Who was first?
We.
Well, we. Yeah.
Okay. So was the girls first?
Yeah, they let us in.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Were you two a duet?
No. We were great friends, and we were both trying to make it in this town and started saying, why don't we just try something together? And then the Dixie Chicks were really hot at the moment, so we didn't want to try to compete with that. So we thought, hey, if we got some guys in the band.
They can carry our luggage.
Carry our luggage. They're cute.
Sing some harmony.
One of us might marry one of them.
I had no idea that was going to happen.
I never knew that that's how this became a thing.
Yeah, and then that's when, I think we've told you this story before, where we used to go down to Fiddle and Steel and watch, they weren't the Rascal Flatts then, but Jodan and Gary and Jay were always playing down there. And then they were playing for Shelley Wright, and my ex-husband was in Shelley Wright's band.
It's a country song.
And Billy Currington used to get up on stage and play. And for a little while, Jodan played with us before we found Philip. And then he wisely decided to be in the Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts instead of Thud.
Yeah,
right?
You know.
And then Gary sang with us for like 5 minutes. Uh-huh. And then
that was
he
pre-mean.
Also decided. That was pre-Jimmy. Yeah, that was when we were trying to figure out, like, what's the chemistry, you know?
So there could have been a world where Little Big Town and Rascal Flatts could have been this weird hybrid at one point.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Weird is the
that's a
word.
That would be another ripple in
they
the
asked
parallel
Karen,
universe.
They asked Karen to be a part of their band.
Really? Yeah.
Well, Jay called me one day, and he was like, are you sure you don't want to, like, do what we're doing? And I was like, no, I'm not leaving my girl. No.
And thanks but for not you. Asking me, Jay.
And see, then Jay always,
he knew you would take over.
Jay always gets mad and says, they both have this thing. Like, Kimberly says that, and then Jay always says, well, you never asked me to be in Little Big Town. So, but clearly they made a wise decision because, like, 5 months later, we were in a van, like, pulling through a crystal in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they were like on the CMA Awards winning group of the year for 15 years in a row.
Yeah. And you know, you're eating tiny burgers.
Yeah. Which are still some of my favorite
burgers.
Little
best
burgers
ever.
Than those, with all the onions and
everything.
And
the mustard. Oh. Hey, I have, as a woman, I love y'all, but I have a little bit of an issue with y'all.
Okay. Oh, God.
I just went
to
the bathroom.
She never does this.
Okay. You did, okay.
Yeah. And women, we sit, and I sat down, prepared for my excretion.
Oh my God!
You used excretion
on
the radio.
Did you say that? She can say it because her voice is adorable.
You can say that on the radio.
I think that's one of the words we can't say.
I looked up. Not only am I in jeans, I'm in a whole unitard. I looked up, and there you are, both
just watching,
just
smiling at me. You're smiling at me.
And then you look to the left?
I look to the left. There's Lee Bryce with a big laugh on his face.
Yeah.
And then Cole Swindoll is literally 4 inches away from the right side of my head.
Yeah, but Shania is looking down from above.
I never saw her.
Oh, she's up top.
I never saw her.
So what's your point?
Can we add a picture of us in there?
Yes.
Just me and Kimberly.
Put tape over their eyes.
To encourage you in there.
We thought about it when we built the studios.
I know you thought about it.
We didn't want to put stuff all over the walls, and so one day we just had this brilliant idea to just put everything in the bathroom and call it the Stall of Fame.
Oh,
and, you know, it just it
Genius.
It makes sense.
But I mean, it's weird.
It sounds like it gives you, you know,
I had
anxiety.
The same thought, though. One day I was in there doing my number two, and I'm
I wasn't doing number two. I did not do number two.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. That's fine.
I'm
sorry. Don't be embarrassed.
I walked in afterward. I beg to differ.
So
Everybody.
So my gosh, why are you so ashamed of that?
I was going to say, so I tweeted out a thing. I'm like, you know, and I tagged all these people. I'm like, this is really weird because Cole Swindell, Lee Bryce, yes. George Strait, they're all watching me do my thing. I'm like, this is really weird.
Look away. Look away.
We're going to get you some Kimberly wallpaper.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We need hit whenever you flush, it like says, good job.
or
well done. Nice excretion.
Yeah, excretion.
Excretion time. Hi. Oh, hi, this is Kimberly. You may know me from Little Big Town. I'm so glad you came to excrete.
That's something else you guys could do. You could market a Little Big Toilet.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
It's adjustable.
For your littles and your bigs.
That's right.
Oh, it's like a whole potty training thing. I like that.
That's a children's book waiting to happen.
Your littles and your bigs. I brought you a gift.
Okay. What'd you bring us?
So, Big D, last time she was in, Karen was very distraught. She's like, I let you down.
Well, I don't like to let people down. I was most dependable in high school, and I...
What happened?
I don't know.
She is the dependable one in our band.
So we talked about your love of coffee.
Yes.
And then we talked about pour over fancy coffee.
Yes.
So we got you one. So I hope you have a tea kettle.
I do.
Maybe the studio has a tea kettle?
No, I don't have one here. I have one at home.
Can I just... The name of this... apparatus Chemex. Is Chemex, so you can make coffee in your meth. What is Chemex?
No, yes, totally.
You just what? Put the. It goes like to like some people call this campfire coffee. You know, like you put the little paper thing in this guy. Heat up your water. If you want to get really snotty about it, you can be like measure out your beans.
Is there a YouTube video that'll teach me how to do
this?
Yeah. Okay.
But anyhow, and then it does make really flavorful coffee. I'm doing that intermittent fasting thing right now, which sucks, where you try to not eat for like 15 or 16 hours.
Okay.
And so you can only drink black
coffee. Why are you doing that?
Does that make that doesn't make
like,
sense?
Like, have you seen yourself?
Exactly.
Are you one of those? Like, you look in the mirror and you see me. You're like, oh my God, I'm so fat.
No, I don't. I don't think that I'm fat, and I would love to see you because I love you. It's also supposed to be really good for your cells. Did you know that?
My what?
Your phone will work better.
No,
your cell.
What she's saying is that your body back
on the cellular level.
When we were cave people, we weren't eating three square meals a day. We were eating one or once a day, sometimes once or twice a week. I mean, we didn't have food back then. We were foraging.
Yes. So I think this it's supposed to like renew your cells to do it. Like it gives them a chance to shed themselves.
Yeah.
Basically, you have a window to eat in of 8 hours. You only eat in these 8 hours, and then you're hungry.
While you're doing you sleep through most of it is the point. So
Kimberly's fanning herself. Are you going through something?
Excretion earlier, and now she's embarrassed.
I am embarrassed.
She still thinks everybody thinks she pooped.
I do get really embarrassed, and then. I've
known her for 34 years. Her poop smells like cinnamon and baked,
banana
bread.
Baked bananas.
Oh, God, you had to add bananas. That's
banana bread. Thank you. I said baked banana bread.
Karen smells like Tom Ford.
Good Lord, how have we gotten here?
We always go.
Anyhow, have fun making
places.
Your coffee.
I am so excited about that.
And I'll send you a little video.
Thank you.
So. Yeah, happy coffee making.
I think you should make an instructional video and post it.
Oh, okay. I think that would be great.
That would be awesome.
But
yes.
It is delicious.
Jimmy, what a beautiful carafe.
Jimmy, what a life you're living in. I mean, you're just in the middle of all of it. You're just like, how did we get here?
Norris.
How did we get here?
How did we?
I'm just glad y'all are still talking to us after like 20 years.
No, same. But the first time they came in, I always remember Jimmy and I looking at each other, going, "Jimmy?" He goes, "Derek," and I was like, "Because we went to college together," and I was like, "What are you doing here?" I didn't know after college. I just assumed you went into your successful modeling career, and I didn't know that you were going to continue singing like the
show up in your studio.
I thought it was like, is this the Voices of Lee? What is
was
this?
Was that in Texas?
No, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
No, oh, that was in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Yeah.
I can so picture it.
I can see it too.
Me too.
Yeah. Big white sterile room.
Yeah, we were just hanging out, and yeah. And you and I were just reminiscing about the days. And
well, your studio is way vibier now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well.
Walls of whiskey and lights and,
yeah. And now a
people
coffee
watching
maker.
You poop. Fancy.
Yeah, Patrick. Surprised you didn't see the cameras in there.
You need a wall of whiskey.
They're hidden behind the eyes of every artist in every poster.
Wall of whiskey.
Yeah. We need to put a fake red light in our bathroom so everyone just assumes that we're filming.
I like
filming
how we're having four different conversations at once.
When you get 15 people in a room.
Just the best people on the planet, really are. Aww. Little Big Town, the new album, it's called Nightfall, and Overdrinking is the new song. Make sure you go support them and get that and go see them in concert and support them in any way you can. It's good to see you guys so much.
Good to see y'all.
Love y'all.
Love you guys.
You're just the best.